Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. This episode is also sponsored by Draft, a daily fantasy app where your chances of winning are almost three times better than on FanDuel or DraftKings. On Draft, it's draft day every day. You can do a simple snake draft for one day whenever you want. Drafts take just minutes to complete. Download Draft now. Be sure to enter the promo code DFBPOD when you download to get a 100% deposit bonus. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show for Friday, December 16th, 2016. You have made it to the weekend. Congratulations. Hope you had a delicious, glorious Thursday evening. Thursday was a lot of fun for the judge. I was able to make, $400 or $500 again. A solid night. My boy Justin Holiday came through for me in the late game, bringing down the hammer. I love it. There's no better feeling at DFS when you have a player in the last game of the night, like in garbage time, when like no one else, you know, there's like no other player on the floor that any other player, you know, in your tournament could have, and your guy's just going nuts, getting steals, getting blocks, getting assists, and you're just climbing up the leaderboard. It is just glorious. It's blissful. And for me, like whenever I'm doing really well in a tournament, I have this magical stool, and I don't allow myself to sit on the stool unless I'm kind of chasing down glory in some tournaments. So any night I can bring out the stool is a fantastic night, and the stool came out on Thursday. So hopefully you guys did well on Thursday as well. Friday's gonna be a fun slate. 10 games, two of them are nasty, but other than that, I think it's gonna be a fun slate for all of us. So I'm excited for it. And we should have a good show. Lots to get to. First, let's talk about our lovely sponsor, Draft. I spoke to them, and they said, you know what, Judge? You've done an okay job for us so far, but not great. But we still want to sponsor the show. I mean, the guys at Draft are fantastic. But now I need the listeners to continue their help. Some of you have been listening to me and the bailiff, telling you the bailiff's going to come bite your leg off. He's a dangerous French bulldog. That's not true at all. He's like the friendliest dog ever. But you guys have heard my spiel on Draft before, right? I mean, if you like the show, if you want to support the show, if you want me up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, stuttering, rambling, talking about dream killers, if you play Chambers, if you're tweeting me lots of questions, it really does make a difference if you can support the podcast. And if you could download the Draft app. Download the app Draft. And then when you do, make sure you use the promo code DFBPOD. So if I know a lot of you guys have said you downloaded already and you forgot to use the promo code. If you have, just tweet me or DM me, and we'll get that sorted out. It means a lot. And then when you download it, I want you to challenge me on there. My name is The Judge. You do got to spell it The. It's just a really good time. Again, it's basically doing snake drafts. And you'll see they take like a minute or two to complete. You're just picking five players, two guards, two forwards, a center. It's beautiful. It's blissful. It really is a nice change of pace during the day to take, you know, especially like between like a 5 to 7 at the 7 PM, you know, time when I'm just kind of like waiting for news to drop. I'm just, you know, I'll just be doing drafts. It's a lot of fun. So do that for the judge. That's judge's orders. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to have to subpoena you, and I'm not sure what's going to happen after that. Let's talk Friday. So Friday's fantastic for Chambers because Friday is the best of the best Chambers. And I'm also going to unleash the power rankings as long as I have time. Time is tough for the judge these days. So power rankings might come out like late in the day on Friday. But it will be the best of the best. So that basically means the top of the power rankings and people who have won in Chambers will be the first people to be invited. And I may have – maybe I'll do one or two wild card spots if you download Draft using the promo code and challenge me. And then other than that, though – I will open up two other chambers for the people who are still trying to climb the ladder so one day they can make the power rankings and enter the best of the best, the glorious tournament. I think it's the hottest tournament in DFS land, quite honestly. So that's good times. On the chambers on Thursday night was a lot of fun. The judge thought he was going to take all three down. I was very excited. And then Tas Carly. Is that who it was? Yeah, my boy – Tusker. I never know how to. I just see the names on Twitter, so I don't know how to really pronounce it. It's either, you know, Toss Carly, Toast Carly. Anyway, a guy who's been, who I've been tweeting with, and he's been following me for a long time. A good player. He won the best of the best, actually, last Friday. This was his second Chambers win. Put up a score of 322.9, and on Thursday night, that was a really fantastic score. So congrats to him. He denied the judge winning all three Chambers. So the judge took down two of them. Otherwise, I just want to give a shout out to my boy S. Cass. He scored a 305. That was his eighth cash of the year. And this guy's ranked number three in the power rankings right now. Just a real solid player. Really talented player in DFS. And that's what I'm talking about in terms, you know, to try to get in the power rankings. I think you need to cash at least 5 to 6 times. So it's tough sledding. I mean, the really top players up there. It's just good competition and a lot of fun. I love seeing you guys in there. And I also love we have over 250 different people in Chambers now. So, you know, keep it coming. If you're new to the show but you want to get in Chambers, you know, let me know. I'll make sure you get in, because I know it does fill up fast whenever I tweet out the link. Quick shout out to the Squad God. It was his fourth cash. I think he took second place in one of the Chambers. And King underscore Poise, his first cash of the year. So congrats to you guys on a good Thursday night. Real quickly, Dream Killers. Man, basically anyone for the Knicks except my boy Justin Holiday. He played Porzingis. Disaster. You thought he would have got all the shots in the world, but just did not happen. Did not go his way at all. God forbid they get him the ball. He should have taken 25 shots. I mean, I think at halftime I tweeted out the Knicks' distribution of shots, and it was like Jennings had 9, Lance Thomas had 7. There were a bunch of guys with you know, that Jennings had more shots, and a bunch of guys had, you know, were tied for second in shot attempts with Porzingis, including Lance Thomas, who is a horrendous offensive player. And should never get he shouldn't get 7 shots a season. Anyway, my boy for New Orleans, gangster Langston Galloway, Dream Killer. He was in my core, and I actually had to swap him out because I had under 4K left for my shooting guard. So I was almost forced into going Justin Holiday in a lot of my lineups, but I still had Galloway in a bunch of lineups, and those lineups did not do that well. My lineups with Justin Holiday went nuts. But Galloway was disappointing, and that was because I still liked the play. I don't regret the play. It was because Buddy Hield for New Orleans went nuts. Galloway had a good first half, and then the third quarter, Buddy Hield decided he's going to be DeMar DeRozan or you know, I'm trying to think who else. Whatever. He just basically J.R. Smith, whenever, like from 4 years ago, when J.R. would make like 7 threes in a quarter. He just got super hot, and that limited Galloway's minutes. Both the small forwards for Indiana let me down, Glenn Robinson and C.J. Miles. Steph Curry stinks. The whole Golden State team, man, I hate playing them in DFS. I mean, they're super fun to watch in real life, and they're still really good in real life, obviously. But for DFS, man, they are really hard to play. Eric Bledsoe, he finally kind of came back down to earth, crashed down to earth. And then the two other Knicks guys that people, I think some people played, Lance Thomas and Kyle O'Quinn had a stinker. Oh, I should also say Tyson Chandler and LaMarcus Aldridge as well. Those guys. First of all, a couple of you guys played LaMarcus. Why were you playing LaMarcus? I mean, basically going into the day, we all thought him and Tony Parker were going to be out. So if you played LaMarcus Aldridge, the judge might have to, you know, sit you down for I might have to hold you in contempt for that play. That was a super risky play. And Tyson Chandler, you know, he finally does what Tyson Chandler does, and he had a bad game. And Alex Len was still out too, so that was a little perplexing. Dream Lovers mentioned it's the holiday season, guys. If your last name is Holiday, you played him on Thursday. You went a little bargain shopping, and it was good times. Drew Holiday and Justin Holiday, which I always forget that they're brothers. And I think Justin Holiday is the older brother of Drew, which is surprising. But, I mean, like, Justin Holiday, he's so talented. Courtney Lee should never play again, and Justin Holiday should be the starting shooting guard for the Knicks. But his brother, Drew Holiday, was really good, too, though, for the Pelicans. He had over 40 fantasy points again. At his price, he's becoming a cash game play. I would expect his price to rise though in the next coming days. The one guy I had zero exposure to was Giannis, and that's why I didn't take down a large GPP. He had close to 60 FanDuel points. He was, man, the Bulls had no one to guard him. He was so good. Like, I mean, when you watch the Bulls play teams like Minnesota or the and the Bucks, you realize how unathletic the Bulls are and how old they are, especially with Wade and just useless with Rondo. Rondo shouldn't play a minute. The Bulls are playing 4-on-5 with Rondo. He should not be in he can't play in the modern NBA. There's just no spot for someone who just takes up space on the floor. And Rondo's not, you know, it's not 2010, so he's not doing other things to make himself useful. It's an utter waste. Like, I had a lot of Butler, and it was painful watching that game because every time the Bucks would have like two or three guys either guarding Butler, because they were leaving Rondo completely alone, and then they were kind of like spying on Butler. And whenever Butler would move, the guy, whoever was guarding Rondo, would run over it, and basically, you know, if Butler was going to, you know, drive, he was going to run over to do a quick double or even triple team. It was just – and Butler's bad game was solely based on Rondo. Just, oh, it drives me furious. Tony Parker, Tony Parker, he'd never be a dream lover. Jabari Parker, speaking of that Bucks game, he went nuts. Although I think as I tweeted out, he's like Brook Lopez. He just does not want to get a rebound. He just has no desire to rebound the ball ever, which is frustrating. So then you're getting super reliant on scoring because he doesn't get assists, he doesn't block shots or get steals. So it's basically just scoring with him. But he's super talented. Terrence Jones, if you played him for the Pelicans, congrats to you. He put up like 30 Fando points. He was super low owned. And then Miles Turner, and I had tons of Miles Turner at center. He did really well, and Plumlee did really well too. Although, you know, I swear to God, sometimes I'll tweet out a player doing really well, and or I tweet out a player doing really bad, and the opposite happens. Because I tweeted out Plumlee doing really well, he had like over 30 Fando points in the third quarter, and basically was already hitting value. I'm pretty sure he had like one Fando point the rest of that game. So bad move by the judge tweeting that out. Lots of injury news for Friday. Quite honestly, there's too much to talk about. Just make sure you're checking your the news as the day progresses. And, you know, and this is my rule when it comes to playing DFS. If I can't be literally sitting right in front of my computer but that last hour, so normally it's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern for me, before lineup lock, I won't play DFS that night. There's so many moving parts. There's so many contingency plans you got to have in place. There's so much last minute news regarding who's resting, you know, minute restrictions, you know, which players are going to play or not going to play. It's just you got to constantly be monitoring Twitter and monitoring, you know, all the different NBA news, especially on, you know, I would say any slate, but, you know, on a 10-game slate, especially because you never know what kind of value is going to open up. And you know, one player, you know, getting injured or you know, or not playing, that can change the entire slate just like that. And if you, I know it's not a video, so I just snapped my fingers when I said just like that. So that's my rule when it comes to, you know, if you can't, that literally that the hour before, like I need to be sitting in front of my computer screen to monitor all the news. Last thing before we get into the plays, I know a lot of you are asking really good questions about, you know, what kind of strategies I use in a single entry versus a GPP versus cash game lineup. I'm also getting tons of questions about research, and I'm getting questions about if I, you know, if I still use my website, dgcourtroomdfs.com, which I haven't been using yet because I've just been too – the podcast and just real life is kind of keeping me busy. I'm going to try to do – I don't know if – maybe I'll do a separate podcast addressing some of those, you know, the research and all that. I definitely want to talk about all those things. But on a 10-game slate, it's, you know, there's just too much to talk about tonight. I will say – I guess I'll address the single entry thing real quick. Basically, so now I basically invented a separate lineup for single entry tournaments, which I love. I play every single entry tournament that's available to me, because if you're playing the large GPPs, the multi entry ones, you know, and you're not using scripts, you're not using computers to create, you know, to create lineups that give you every possible combination, which is what the pros do. You're basically playing, I mean, you're behind the eight ball, and the pros have an advantage on you. Single entries, they're no advantage to anyone. It's just, that's legit skill. I mean, who's the best player? And quite honestly, I think I can hang with anyone. So I love playing the single entry tournaments. It's just one entry, mano y mano. Is that the phrase? So I love those. But with saying that, so, you know, obviously cash games, you want safe floor, large GPPs with the 10,000 people or so, you want high ceiling guys, right? I mean, you got to take some risks if you want to take that down. But the single entry tournaments, I address, you know, similar to a cash game, although I call it the cash game plus, because what I normally do is I'll take my cash game lineup and I aim to tweak two of those players. I mean, and that's kind of like a ballpark. Some days it's one, some days it's three. You know, some days I'll even keep my, if I love my cash game, I'll even keep my cash game. But I like to make one or two, you know, somewhat risky plays. So a nice safe cash game lineup, and then take one or, you know, usually it's about two players, and swap them out and make them a little bit riskier, give me a little more upside. And that's kind of my strategy for the cash game plus that I throw in the single entry tournament. So it's very similar to a cash game, although I just try to tweak it with a little more, you know, give me a little more upside to increase that ceiling so I can get a better score. Hopefully that made sense. It's 4 a.m, guys. It's super late tonight. So hopefully that did make sense. If it didn't, let me know. All right, let's get to the games for Friday. So 10 games, two are disgusting. And I think on the show today, you know, it's just too hard to mention every player. And look, when it comes to slates, pace means so much to me. It's such a crucial element. I mean, just think about it. The higher the pace, the more possessions, the more fantasy points. It's pretty simple. So for the most part, Sacramento at Memphis, 189.5. I'm not going to talk about too many players from that game. And Dallas at Utah, 187. Those are two disgusting games. So are there good players from those two games? I mean, there's probably one or two that will be okay. You know, and if you want to throw those in a tournament, that's fine. But for cash games, I don't think I'm going to touch any one of those two games. And, you know, even when I'm playing tournaments and all that, I mean, it's just too hard to play, and it's 10-game slate. You got to make choices. So I'm perfectly fine if you just kind of cut those games off and you say, you know what, I'm going to pick from the remaining eight. It's just too hard to play everyone, and you got to do something to narrow the player pool. You can't be looking at a player, you know, a player pool of like 100 guys, especially in that last hour when you're trying to figure out, you know, when injuries happen and who you want to pivot to. You got to have a nice player pool that's like a reasonable size that you can, you know, scroll down, like the guys you like, and you can scroll down in a couple seconds and then look at all your guys you like at point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center. And you should have a list, by the way, of all the guys that you like for each position. So with that said, the games that I do want to target: New Orleans at Houston, 220 over under. It stinks that the Pelicans are on a back to back, because they played their heart out and they got a really nice win on Thursday. So I mean, Houston's a 12-point favorite. That easily could be a blower. Anthony Davis, he should have been a dream lover, by the way. He put up 60 FanDuel points and played terrific. I would expect them to be super tired at Houston, but that's still a juicy game. Brooklyn at Orlando. Orlando has been in some of the weirdest games this year, and there's so many nights when you look at the winning lineups of some of the GPPs, and it's always had weird Orlando guys like Elfrid Payton or Evan Fournier or Vucevic. This Brooklyn Orlando game, you guys have heard me before. You can attack Brooklyn at every single position. Orlando's playing way up in pace. This game is going to be fantastic. Atlanta Toronto, 214.5. Another game that I'll talk about in a couple seconds why I want to attack that one so much. Charlotte at Boston, 211.5. Another juicy game. Lakers at Philly, 208. That's another really an enticing game. All right, let's get on to teams playing up in pace that I'm really excited about. I mentioned Orlando. Orlando has been a frustrating team all year, but a lot of their guys are going to be in play on Friday, because anytime anyone's playing Brooklyn, they're all in play. So Orlando, definitely target them. Philly's playing way up in pace against the Lakers, so some of these Philly guys will be interesting. And Toronto's playing way up in pace against Atlanta, and obviously the Pelicans are against Houston. And Detroit is playing up in pace against Washington, although that game, I don't know what to do with that game, because I love me some John Wall. You guys know I love John Wall, but not a great matchup for him. One second. Talks amongst yourselves. Download a draft for a second. Don't mind me. My lovely New York City apartment, the heat's decided to kick in, and it's like boiling hot in here. for a little AC on. By the way, it's freezing in New York City. I don't know where you guys live, most of you. I know you. I mean, I think most of you are all over the country. But I mean, in New York City, today was the coldest day of the year. It was like 15 degrees. It was just freezing. Anyway, defense versus position. What stands out? Obviously, you know, you guys know Brooklyn. They're dead last or second last in every position. And that's not. I'm not being exaggerating. That's legitimately true, and horrifying at the same time. I mentioned Atlanta. And the reason I did that is because Toronto's playing them. Atlanta, what positions can we attack from Atlanta? You guys should know this. Say it back to me. We attack Atlanta guards. Wow, what does Toronto happen to have? Only probably one of the best backcourts in the NBA, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. Atlanta gives up the second most FanDuel points to point guards and the fifth most to shooting guards. So Lowry and DeMar are elite plays on Friday. Man, I love those two. I love that duo. What else do I see here? Miami, you can attack Whiteside. So they're playing the Clippers. Maybe some DeAndre Jordan. Maybe. Probably not, but you could. The Lakers, oh, they stink at every you know, they're similar to Brooklyn. They're basically a JV. I guess Brooklyn's in the East, right? And Lakers are in the West. So Lakers are the worst team in the West defensively by far. Brooklyn's the worst team in the East. So attack the hell out of Lakers. That's why some Philly guys will be in play. Washington always stands out to me because they're sneaky good at defensively, which you wouldn't think, just in terms of DVP they are. But power forward, they give up the fourth most points. And I think Markieff Morris is questionable, but Kelly Oubre may be starting again. And he's legit, man. So Kelly Oubre is going to be a nice play for us. But in terms of Detroit's power forward, in theory, Tobias Harris would be an interesting play. Although since Reggie Jackson has been back, Tobias Harris' usage rate, like some other guys, has been in the tank. And he's been horrible. Thanks, Reggie Jackson. Buster. All right, let's jump into the plays, guys. Point guard, John Wall's 9.8K. I told you, I don't love this matchup. I mean, he's been playing tremendous. I mean, the Wizards as a team have been struggling kind of all year. But John Wall, I mean, he's been so rock steady, man, so rock solid. 53, 49, 47, 34, that's his worst game by far in the last couple weeks. 71, 48, 45, 46, 42. I mean, these days he has like a floor of 45 and a ceiling of like, I don't know, 55 or so in the last couple weeks for the most part, you know, excluding the two anomalies of the 33 and the 70. I just don't love this matchup. I mean, Detroit, the one position you can attack is point guard. For most of the season, it was Ish Smith. You can still attack Reggie Jackson. He's not an elite defender by any means anyway. The thing that worries me the most is just the pace of this game is going to be relatively slow. And I've already said this show numerous times how much I love pace. He's still fine, but also his price is rising because he's been so great. So 9.8K, a 10-game slate, you got a lot of stars in play. I still think he's fine, although I think I'd prefer – I mean, you can get Lowry, who's playing, you know, Atlanta for, you know, $1,200 cheaper. So, I mean, I think I'd prefer Kyle Lowry, quite honestly – on Friday, but you guys also know I love usage rate. Wall has a 35.5% usage rate, so it is never a bad play to use Wall. I just think it's not the best night in the world for him. Not the greatest matchup. CP3 is 9.4K versus Miami. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. This doesn't excite me in any way. It doesn't. I think if you want to do it, he'll be low owned. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to use a ton of Chris Paul. Kyle Lowry, 8.6K. I will be using a lot of him on Friday. I think he's super safe for cash. I like him for tournaments. You know, I wish his usage rate would get a little higher because it's still hovering at the 27% mark. The last two games, he has not been great, 35 and 29. But before that, 50 and 43, 41, 40. To make me feel good on a 10-game slate, he's got to get me 45 tomorrow, against some Dennis Schroeder defense playing in an up-tempo game. Atlanta, you know, they cannot defend guards. It's just painful to watch them try. So, I love me some Lowry. And right now he's going to be in my cash game. I just clicked the little plus button right there. Put him in my cash game. Isaiah Thomas. I think Isaiah is going to play. Tournament play only for me. Not sure, you know, coming off this groin injury, it kind of worries me. His usage rate, I mean, it's sneaky how high it is because it's 35.1%, top five in the NBA, I think. So anytime he plays, I always make sure to have some exposure to him. And at that price, you know, if he is healthy, Charlotte's going to be without Kemba Walker. I think he's going to get some Ramon Sessions defense. Isaiah Thomas is an okay tournament play. Drew Holiday. I love me some Drew Holiday. He's unfortunately now it's at Houston, so he's going to get some Patrick Beverley defense, and it's on a back-to-back, and his price has come up a little bit. So he's got three things working against him. He's 7.4K. Man, I don't know what to do here. The Pelicans, they're starting five offensively. They're so offensively challenged. It's all Drew Holiday and Anthony Davis. Well, I guess if you want to count Buddy Hield now because he had a miraculous day, you can, but I will not. So he's okay in a fast-paced game. It's just, man, the last few guys that have played Patrick Beverley have just gotten smashed by him. He looks terrific. So Holiday's going to be a tournament play only for me on Friday. I'll have a little exposure to him. Dragic. Man, Dragic, two days ago, I think that was the night when the Cavs had their debacle, right, when they rested LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love, and they started basically five bums or four bums in J.R. Smith, and everyone sucked for them. It was a disaster. I think that was the one that I took off and didn't do a show. But I mean, luckily I faded most of the Cavs guys. I played a little Channing Frye who performed like the French fry he is and put up five FanDuel points. But yeah, I mean that was a debacle of a night. So hopefully you guys survived that. Okay. But that night, I think I had a lot of Goran Dragic in cash, and he was severely disappointing. First, Indiana, who he should have destroyed, he only had 25 FanDuel points, and even though it wasn't horrible, there were just like a bunch of other point guards that did better that night. This is an interesting matchup. Normally, you know, most people still avoid Chris Paul. Chris Paul is not the same defender he was, you know, a couple years ago. He's still pretty good. Dragic, I mean, what's his name? Winslow came back. But you know my rule on Dragic. If Deion Waiters is out, which I think he's going to be, I will have some exposure to Dragic. So he's going to be super low owned. He'll be overlooked. And he still could get me 35-40 against Chris Paul. I mean, he has to right now. The one thing I will say, I watched that entire Miami game, their last game. Down the stretch, they were going to Tyler Johnson every possession. It was Tyler Johnson pick and rolls every possession. And Dragic was standing in the corner. He basically became Paul George for the last quarter of that game. So that was troubling to me. So as I'm actually speaking to you, I'm kind of getting pissed and remembering how I watched that entire game. So I'll have a little exposure, although I don't want to use him in cash, and I don't love that play. Dennis Schroeder, 7K. He's been consistent. 40, 40, 34. 38, 26, 35, 46, 35. So while I'm going to use a lot, I will definitely have some lineups where I stack this Atlanta-Toronto game or maybe do like a mini stack and have all just all the guards. Have Lowry, Schroeder, DeMar. I'm definitely not going to use Kyle Korver. But I think Schroeder's he's a fine play. He's been really consistent. His usage rate, he's another guy, man. It's just sneaky high. It's 29.6%. And that means I got to have some exposure to him. Lowry is okay defensively. Defensive versus position, they're middle of the pack. I mean, not elite. So he can attack that matchup, and that usage rate is just at such a nice percentage that I'm gonna have a little exposure. Quite honestly, if you want to use him in cash, you could. Now I think we're all probably gonna go to Sessions because he should get tons of run with Kemba out. We're probably gonna go one value play. So. That's, you know, but I don't mind using a little Schroeder. And definitely throw him in a tournament or two. Darren Williams, that's the Utah game, so no thank you. Rajon Rondo, just get out of my life. Get off my TV screen. Get off the Bulls team. You're just not worthwhile. If you want to use him in a tournament, 6K, I don't know, whatever. They're playing Milwaukee on a back-to-back or on a home-and-home. So they played at Milwaukee on – Thursday. Now they're at Chicago. I mean, whatever. I'm not feeling that. But he's looked horrible now for like a few games in a row. Darren Collison, 5.9K. This is that Sacramento Memphis game that I said I wasn't going to talk about. I just want to mention this because Darren Collison, my cash game guards from two nights ago with Dragic and Collison. Collison was one of those guys who played and went up against Patrick Beverley without DeMarcus Cousins, and he still only gave me 21 FanDuel points. It was just, man, I thought for sure with no Cousins, it was going to be the Collison show, and he was going to get me at least 30 FanDuel points. He gave me 21. That was not going to cut it. So against Memphis in a slow-paced game in a 10-game slate, no thanks. D'Angelo Russell, I love the matchup at Philly. His price is coming down a little bit. That's a good sign, but needs to come down more. And also, right now, he's still not playing nearly enough minutes. He's still on some type of minute restrictions, I think. So check the news. If we hear that he can get 30 minutes, then I will. Then I'm going to throw him in a tournament. Anyone who's playing, you know, Philly, Lakers, Brooklyn, that gets 30 minutes of action, I'm going to look at. Elfrid Payton, 5.7K. I mean, everyone knows the Elf is now. He's had a couple 50-point games. He's with Bledsoe and me waiting in line at Magic Mountain. He's a roller coaster. You're not sure entirely what you're going to get. When he gets big minutes, he seems to be capable. He's got a high upside, he's obviously, and he's in the best matchup that he possibly could be in. So do I want to roll that out for cash? You probably could, quite honestly. Brooklyn's that bad. And tournaments, absolutely. Elfrid Payton, I haven't used him in weeks. I will be using him front Friday. Patrick Beverley's 5.6K. That price, you know, seems way too high. And then you look at his box score, and he's 5, 6, 7 straight games. He basically has a floor of 25 FanDuel points. The problem is the ceiling is like 35. And even that was only like one game. So, yeah, I don't want a ton of Beverley. You know, if you have exactly 5.6K, but honestly, if I had exactly 5.6K, I don't even know if I'd play him then because there's other guys that I like. There's a lot of guys in this like 5K range that are really intriguing plays, and I think better than Beverley. Reggie Jackson's 5.6K. His usage rate is 31.5%. He got 30 minutes in his last game against Dallas and put up 28 FanDuel points against Dallas in a disgusting, nasty, slow-paced game. So you're telling me he's going to get a little – Detroit's playing up in pace now against Washington. He's starting to get over 30 minutes. Yeah, I will be playing some Reggie Jackson on Friday. I think it's a really interesting play. I think it's still a somewhat sneaky play. And he could give me 40 FanDuel points. So, you know, I'm going to have one game where I have a wall Reggie Jackson as my two point guards, like a mini stack of that of that game, just in the as point guards. But Reggie Jackson, I mean, eventually, about a week or two from now, especially if that usage rate stays the same, he's going to be about a 7K player. So it's the holiday season. Let's do a little bargain shopping on Friday, guys. Join me on the bandwagon. I don't know if you want to go crazy with Reggie Jackson, but a little bit of exposure is fine. Tyler Johnson's 5.5K. I told you, man, I was stunned at how much they were going to him last Miami game. He had 33 minutes, 34 FanDuel points. He was playing. He played, and he had 4 blocks. Like that's an anomaly. He does have mad jumping ability skills, but I don't expect him to get 4 blocks again. But Tyler Johnson, he's been super consistent. As long as Deion Waiters is out, he's a viable play as well. Marcus Smart, yeah. Now that Isaiah Thomas is back, I probably don't want to play Marcus Smart. Sergio Rodriguez versus the Lakers. Look, I was a little nervous his first game back because I wasn't sure how many minutes he was going to get because TJ McConnell looked really good starting for him, and he's so slow, he's like a turtle. But he played 29 minutes against Toronto and put up 24 FanDuel points, and for 5K, that's basically what you want. He's a cash game player. He's a pretty safe cash game player, and now he's got this delicious matchup versus the Lakers. Now, can he take advantage of the Lakers? I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, it's actually surprising. When you do watch Philly play, I don't know how he actually gets open looks, and because he seems so slow, but he gets by people. It's just bizarre. A lot of these European players, I'm not sure how they really do it. But I mean, yeah, I don't mind it that play at all. Same game, Jordan Clarkson, 4.8K. Yeah, it's hard, man. Cause like, I played a last Lakers game. They were at Brooklyn. I played a little Jordan Clarkson. And he got 19 minutes. Now that Russell's back, he's got 19 and 22 minutes the last two games. So maybe in a tournament, if you want to get a little crazy and have someone under 5% owned, you can do it. But the minutes, it's risky because the minutes probably won't be there. Other than that, under 5K, Ramon Sessions, he's probably going to be one of my cash game guards. With Kemba out, he should see over 30 minutes. I will say this, and I think Brian Roberts is the other guard. Both of them stink. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure he was on Washington last year. I remember John Wall was out a couple games. I played Ramon Sessions. I think one time he did okay for me, and the other time it was literally like watching a bumbling, stumbling buffoon from like the Three Stooges. Oh, you guys, and you guys are probably so young. I don't even know if you guys know who the Three Stooges are. If you don't, YouTube it. But so he's not a very good basketball player. But with that said, if he's going to get 30 minutes, he should be able to give me 20, 25 Fando points, and he's super. And he opens up my, you know, gives me opens up money for the rest of my lineup. And one thing I will say about this, I am glad that Isaiah Thomas is coming back, because if Ramon Sessions was facing Marcus Smart defense, that would worry me. But Isaiah Thomas defense, that doesn't worry me. So Sessions is fine for cash games. If you want to keep trolling out Andrew Harrison for cash, you can do it. He's just, the ceiling is, you know, it's being John Malkovich. And Mac Daddy. Look, as long as, what's his name? George Hill is out for Utah. Mac Daddy keeps coming through. 26 Fando points last game. So I know for the most part I want to avoid that disgusting game, Dallas-Utah. But if you want to roll out one player, maybe it's Mac Daddy. Shooting guard, James Harden, 11.8K. Versus the Pelicans. What is the Pelicans' defensive versus position? It must be atrocious. Wow, it's like middle of the pack. That cannot be right. Yeah. See, sometimes DVP I just don't trust. So Harden, look, my stance on these stars is still, when you look at most of the winning lineups, usually the super, super expensive guys aren't in them. With that said, obviously sometimes they have been this year. But, I mean, Harden hasn't been, even though he's been in real life, been really good the last few weeks, DFS-wise, I mean, he's got to give us 60 Fando points on Friday. Now, can he do it? Sure. The Pelicans are, they're not good defensively, and they're on a back-to-back. But, I mean, right now I don't have him for cash. I'm going to use him in tournaments. And if you want to use him in cash, you totally can. He's got a very safe floor of like 40, 45. So he's fine. It's James Harden. He's fine. Giannis, man, he was so good on Thursday. 57 Fando points, 39 minutes, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, 3 steals. God, he was so much fun to watch. The Bulls had no answer. I would expect them on Friday to do something different to try to get the ball out of his hands, make someone else beat them, make Dellavedova beat them. I mean, he was destroying Taj Gibson. He was just too athletic, too quick. He out on the perimeter, Taj Gibson couldn't handle him at all. Maybe they put some more, he gets some more Butler defense. I'm not sure. But so Giannis is a good play. I don't think he's going to get 57 again, but he's still fine. He's always safe for cash, and he's $2,000 cheaper than Harden. So I'm fine using him. DeMar DeRozan, yeah. I want to attack Atlanta guards. I love me some DeMar DeRozan on Friday. I'm not a big fan of playing one-trick ponies, but the judge's new motto is, look, there's nothing wrong with safety. Safety is good, especially in cash games. Give me a nice, safe 40 Fando points, especially at his price. I mean, getting over 3.5 around there discount from James Harden in an ideal matchup for DeMar DeRozan, who has a 34.3% usage rate. So right now I have DeMar in my cash games, which I have not done this year yet, I don't think. Maybe I did on like a small slate. And I think he's a good tournament play too. Nick Batum, 7.4K. I actually think Kemba Walker being out, Batum's going to benefit because Batum does not have a high usage rate. He doesn't get a lot of shots. He's so good because he gets a lot of peripherals. I mean, his usage rate is down at 21%. So he's going to get tons of minutes. He's going to get lots of shots. He's a very sneaky play here. At 7.4K, he's expensive. He's somewhat expensive. Avery Bradley defense somewhat scares me a little bit. So I don't want to go that route in cash. But tournaments, I'm going to have a little Batum. D-Wade, the problem with this Bulls game, the Bulls were getting blown out by Milwaukee on Thursday. And Wade sucked. And then all of a sudden, like late in the third, early in the fourth, they're down 20-25. Wade starts playing phenomenal. He gets the game somewhat close to, like, you know, down to about like 8 to 10 maybe with 4 or 5 minutes left. So the problem with all the Bulls played big minutes, especially Wade, or for him, he played 33 minutes, and he exerted a lot of energy. And so on a back-to-back, I don't like playing Wade anyway. I was hoping that he would just sit out the entire fourth quarter, but that did not happen. So now I don't see me playing Wade on a back-to-back at that price. Avery Bradley is 7.2K, but now Isaiah Thomas is back. So Avery Bradley's usage is going to start going down again. And he got 49 FanDuel points against San Antonio his last game out. But Isaiah Thomas is going to do everything in his power to make sure that doesn't happen again. So, you know, Avery Bradley's going to be screaming for the ball. Isaiah's going to be shaking him off. He's going to, you know, that's that same thing that Reggie Jackson does to every other Piston. So, if you want to still go Avery Bradley, you can. But I wouldn't do it in cash. Tournament only play. Bradley Beal, 7K. He's a safe cash game play. I mean, I don't like playing guys against KCP. But you 7K for cash, it's okay. Tyreek Evans, 6.9K, and I don't know why. I mean, why can't FanDuel act like, you know, react faster? I mean, he's playing like 15 minutes a game, if that, right now. In his first game back, he played 11 minutes on Thursday, so no way will I play Tyreek. Evan Fournier, ding, 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 ding. Cash game play for me at shooting guard right now. I love me some Fournier. Attacking Brooklyn is my priority in life. And he's been super good anyway the last three games, 36, 38, 40. I think Fournier is going to give me between 30 and 50 FanDuel points. I don't see how it doesn't happen. No, obviously he's probably going to give us 10, and we're all going to be furious. But on paper, he should get at least 30 FanDuel points against Brooklyn. They're so bad defensively. So I love to play for cash. Lou Williams. Yeah, I mean, you see what happens when all of a sudden the Lakers get all their guys back. Lou Will comes back down to earth. He's been okay the last two games, 22 and 20 FanDuel points. But he's got to give me 27 FanDuel points at that price. And maybe he does it against Philly in the tournament, but I'm not going to play him in cash. Wes Matthews. It's Utah, man. So even though Wes should be fine, he's still going to get 38 minutes, and he'll get a lot of shots. You can do it. I mean, people have gone off against Utah. Zach LaVine's the guy I remember. There's been a few guys who have went off. I know Zach LaVine did. Someone else did recently too. I can't remember. So you can do Wes Matthews if you want. I'm probably not going to go that route. KCP is 5.5K too. Yeah, I mean, Reggie Jackson has just sucked the life out of KCP and Tobias Harris. KCP's last few games, 12, 23, 22, 20, 26. So, yeah, it's just I don't want to do it right now. God, Reggie Jackson, just pass the ball, dude. Rodney Hood, 5.4K. Yeah, that's a Dallas game. No thanks. Sean Kilpatrick, 5.4K. I used me some Kilpatrick against when he played the Lakers. He came through because the Lakers suck, and he had 33 FanDuel points. Now, if Lynn is going to be out again, which I think Lynn is questionable, then I'm going to fire me up some Kilpatrick, and I'll play him a little bit. Not a ton, but I will have a little exposure to Kilpatrick if Jeremy Lin's going to be out. Eric Gordon's 5.3K. I feel like I say the same thing about Eric Gordon every show. He's got a nice, safe floor. And he's got a relatively decent ceiling. I mean, the last four games, the ceiling hasn't been great, but his floor is like 20, right? In the last few games, the ceiling's been about 30. So, you know, it's not extraordinary, but he does have 40, 45 FanDuel point upside. Is he going to hit it on Friday? I don't know. I never know with these Houston guys. Because Ariza, Beverly, Gordon, Anderson, everyone except Clint Capella is going to get 7 to 8 wide open 3-point attempts. And whoever makes them That's who's going to take home lots of money for whoever plays him. So Gordon's fine. Tony Allen, 5.2K. He's been good. He's been cash game worthy. I mean, 33 FanDuel points in that messed up Cleveland game. I keep fading him, and in cash games, I keep regretting it, and I'm going to fade him again on Friday. Under 5K, Josh Richardson's 4.4K. I always play me a little Josh Richardson. Still letting us down. The minutes, though, are there. He got 30 minutes last game, only 18 FanDuel points. He's going to make me money one day, but I can't recommend playing a ton of him right now. Langston Galloway's 4.3K. You know, this play did not work out for us on Thursday, but I like it, and I like it again on Friday. I like it because Houston should blow out New Orleans as well. Now, even if this game stays relatively close, Galloway should get, I'd say, he only got 20 minutes, but a lot of that was, I'm telling you. And make sure Tim Frazier's out. If Tim Frazier is playing, then I'm not sure if I want to play Galloway as much. But if Tim Frazier's out, I think Galloway gets 24 minutes. And if it's a blowout, I think he'd get potentially 28 minutes. And he's a shooter. He guns the ball. So he could easily get you 30 FanDuel points. You know, I don't think I'd do it in cash games, obviously, but if you want to throw him in a tournament, you can do it. And other than that, at shooting guard, that's about it. If you want to roll the dice with some Tim Hardaway Jr., you can go ahead because he can give you 10 or 30 FanDuel points as long as he's starting. Small forward, Jimmy Butler. Yeah, I mean, I love playing Butler on back-to-backs for the Bulls because Wade can barely move on back-to-backs. And, you know, so that means Butler is going to handle the ball more. He's going to get more shots. And the Bulls had a really bad loss on against Milwaukee on Thursday. They're really struggling. They need to win this game. So Jimmy Butler should be a nice, safe play. If you want to roll him out, I think he's fine for all formats. He's expensive, though, man. I wish his price would come down a little bit. He should be like 8.5K, but I think he's fine. Gordon Hayward, 7.9K. You can go that route. He's a sneaky kind of tournament play on Friday because it's that disgusting Dallas game. He's going to go overlooked. And now that especially Favors is back playing a little minutes. So he's you know, you can roll him out. I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it, but just if you want a guy super low owned who in theory has upside. Harrison Barnes, that same game. Again, I'm staying away from that game for the most part. Trevor Ariza, you know, you can have one lineup where we kind of do like a little stack of this New Orleans Houston game, you know. You know, put some Ariza, put some Gordon, put some Anderson. You know, but if you're gonna play one of these busters like Ariza, Anderson, I think you got to play James Harden because whenever these busters take their wide open three pointers, it's gonna be off a James Harden pass. So you might as well get the point for the assist for the pass, the point, the 1.5 on FanDuel at least points for the assist, right? So you can do one lineup of like a Harden and an Anderson or a Harden and Ariza. It's totally fine. And Ariza, he's always going to give you 30 minutes. And he's another guy. He's been under the radar, man. He's 28, 24, 25, 23, 20, 30, and 39. So he's probably not going to kill your lineup. It's a relatively safe play. And he's got some upside if he's making the shots. And he can get some steals. He can get you 2, 3, 4 steals in a game, too. So I'm going to look at him a little harder. Maybe I'll play some Harden and Ariza tournament lineups on Friday. Jay Crowder. I mean, both of my two favorite cash game guys for small forward are playing on Friday. That's Jay Crowder and Damari Carroll. So I might just play both those two for my cash games forwards and save a lot of money and spend up other spots. Crowder, he grinds. If you watch him play, It's like, dear God, just give me my 25, 30 FanDuel points and let me move on. But I think it's a safe play, you know. So you want to roll him out in cash, totally fine. You can use him a little bit in tournaments too. The ceiling is not tremendous, but it's fine. Otto Porter, 5.5K, the man without a usage rate. You know, what's the usage rate today? Is it upper, is it below, or is it higher than 16%? Where are you, Otto? Where is he? Man, I hate when I can't find something in my 17 tabs I've opened. Here he is, Otto Porter. Oh my God, it's 15.1%. It's coming down? I thought it was at 16. Anyway, so yeah, Otto Porter. Yeah, I just don't, with that usage rate, I don't want to use that much. He gets tons of minutes. He gets like 35 plus, and I think Markieff's going to be out again. So if you want to use him, go ahead. I just don't want to play a guy who's going to shoot the ball once a quarter. Marcus Morris, 5.2K. Yeah, these Detroit guys right now, it's the Reggie Jackson show. He's been the one guy who Reggie Jackson hasn't hurt. So maybe he, you know, he's paying Reggie Jackson some money on the side. He's been 22, 20, 33, 24 since Arjax came back. And at 5K, that's 5.2K, that's really all you need. So he, you know, not a horrible play. We can't call this next guy Peasant Covington. He's Lord Covington again because he's up to 5K in the juicy matchup versus the Lakers. 5K is expensive for him because he's, man, when he goes cold, he goes cold, you know, he goes cold for like years at a time. The last two games are 40 and 30 FanDuel points. And if you do that, the algorithm is going to jack up your salary. And so I'm going to use a little of him. In tournaments only, though, I would never touch him in cash at that price. But you know, he's getting 30 plus minutes, and I'm going to use a little of him because I need some exposure to that game. And when he's cold, he's dreadful. But when he's hot, he does have 40, 50 FanDuel point upside, believe it or not. So a little exposure is fine. Under that, MKG. I mean, if you're going to use Otto Porter, you might as well use MKG. They're both guys without usage rates. And, you know, so they both played a decent amount of minutes. They're very similar players, except MKG is $600 cheaper. Aaron Gordon, 4.7K. I mean, I had a ton of Aaron Gordon exposure three nights ago. I don't remember what day it was, against the Hawks. And then the very next game, and he sucked. No, actually, take that back. So against Atlanta, he started out the game playing excellent. He had like 10 FanDuel points in like 6 minutes. And then for whatever reason, Frank Vogel just didn't – he didn't play him the rest of the game. I mean, Aaron Gordon got 18 minutes total, and he started. So he only ended up with 15 FanDuel points, and it made no sense because he was playing really well. And that's happened to him like two or three times this year at least where he's looks great, and then he doesn't get 24 minutes. Fast forward to, I think it was Wednesday. He played 40 minutes against the Clippers out of nowhere. I mean, this guy hadn't played 30 minutes since November 27th, and that was like 10 games ago or so. And I think it was only, you know, before that, it was like November 9th was the last time he had 30 minutes. He played 40, I repeat, 40, and he had 41 FanDuel points against the Clippers. I will say the Clippers were without Mbah Moute, so I think Austin Rivers was guarding him. So basically, you know, he was playing a ghost. But it's just whatever. It's just so frustrating. That's what's so infuriating about DFS. Like, you know, we can't control what a coach is going to do. So, look, he's 4.7K, and now he's facing Brooklyn. So even though it is chasing points a little bit, let's say he gets 40 minutes against Brooklyn. You know, that's blissful. So I'm going to use a little Aaron Gordon on Friday. I don't think I want to do it in cash, although you probably could. But I'll use him in tournaments, sure. I mean, that's so cheap. God, he's getting the worst defense in the NBA. So, yeah. And Aaron Gordon, that's the perfect fast-paced tempo game for him. Winslow, 4.7K. I love the price. He's coming back from injury. He played how many minutes in his first game back? 21 minutes, 8 FanDuel points. I probably won't play too much of him on Friday. Bogdanović, he's a streaky shooter, and he gets close to 30 minutes, so he can easily give you 6 times value and give you 30 FanDuel points. So if you want to, you can. Other than that, Cephalosha is fine for cash games. Luol Deng is fine for cash games, and Damari Carroll is fine for cash games. I mean, small forward is tough on Friday because there's lots of good guys, lots of good value guys. I mean, look at this. I truly love, not, I don't know about love, but I truly want to play Damari, Luol Deng, Cephalosha, maybe a little Bogdanović, and Aaron Gordon. And that's just the guys under 5K. So, and that's not mentioning Kelly Oubre Jr., who, if Markieff is out, I definitely want to play some Kelly Oubre Jr. at 4K. Yeah, he started last game at 27 FanDuel points without Markieff and played 40 minutes. So, small forward is going to be very interesting. I mean, right now, man, who would I guess if I had to pick right now, I would. That's tough, man. I mean, I don't even know what I would do. Luol Deng versus Philly? Luol Deng's giving you close to like 6-7 times value lately. I guess I'm going to do Luol Deng and Damari Carroll. I mean, that's, I'm not saying I'll stick with that, but that, man, that opens up so much money for the rest of my lineup. Power forward, you know, allows me to pay for the next guy, Anthony Davis. Now, will I? I don't know. It's coming off a great game. He looked great against Indiana on Thursday. It's 60 FanDuel points. Quite honestly, he had like 20 FanDuel points in like the last 6 minutes of that game. And like the last 2-3 minutes, he had like 10 FanDuel points. He had like a couple blocks, couple buckets, had an assist, a steal. He was great closing out that game. He's I love the matchup. I mean, can you imagine Ryan Anderson trying to guard Anthony Davis? Yeah, that's not going to happen. So on paper, he should crush these guys. The problem is he played 39 minutes. He's a tin man, and it's a back-to-back, so I'm nervous about it, rightfully so. But there's enough value where you easily can do it, so I will definitely use him in tournaments. Cash games, I'm not sure. Blake Griffin, 8.9K. Man, it's just hard to get excited about using Chris Paul or Blake Griffin these days. And his production, it's been okay, but he's got to give me 45 FanDuel points. He comes, I don't know, like he's not even doing that consistently at least. So I don't love the Blake play in what should be a relatively slowdown game. It's fine, but I don't love it. Millsap, 8.3K. He had injury. Since he's come back, he's been good. It's four games, 39, 56, 46, and 40. So I can't argue with this play. I'm trying to think who the hell is going to guard him for Toronto. Wouldn't be Damari Carroll. I forgot the name of the guy, their weird power forward who they've been starting lately. Whatever. I mean, Millsap's – yeah, the problem is that I never have, like, that salary amount in my power forward spot. Yeah, I like to spend like in the fives or six range in power forward, or I spend way up. So whatever. I mean, I have a little exposure maybe. It's okay. I don't mind it. Jabari Parker. So Parker played tremendous on Thursday. He's cash game viable. It's a solid usage rate of 26% for him. You know, the Bucks really, they do let when I was watching that game today, I was surprised, man. He's really good on the perimeter. So even though he's a power forward, that's probably one reason why his rebounds are so low. I mean, he's out on the perimeter a lot. He can shoot threes. He can dribble the ball a lot. He can get you some assists, not a lot, but he can run that offense a little bit. So he's fine. I think that's a fair price for him. Derek Favors, yeah, that price has got to come down because he played 13 minutes first game back. So no. Julius Randle, 6.2K. Look, this Waffle House mother effer, he's just not cutting it for us so far. He played Brooklyn, and I had some exposure on Wednesday, and he had 20 FanDuel points. If you give me 20 FanDuel points against Brooklyn, the judge throws you in the cellar and you know, throws away the key. That's disgraceful. You want to throw him in some tournaments? It's okay, but cash games, no. Ibaka versus Brooklyn? Sure, why not? He's been said one. Sorry, guys. That was me looking at the game logs. I was about to say something, realized what I was gonna say is kind of wrong, but not too wrong, so I could still say it. And the synopsis of that is Ibaka's been fine. So if you want to play a little of him against the worst defense in the NBA, you can do it. I think it's suitable for cash, although I won't do it. And you can do it in tournaments if you want. Trevor Booker. Booker's my favorite Brooklyn guy to play. He really is. Like, he should be getting 40 minutes a night. He's so good. He does man, he can handle the ball. He gets the steals. He gets the blocks. He can shoot a little bit, not great, but he gets you some points. And rebounding, he's a beast because we all know Brook Lopez is not going to get a rebound. So they all go to Booker. Now, the problem is Brooklyn's playing way down in pace. So now $6K for Trevor Booker, that's a hefty salary. I still think he's tournament viable. But for cash games, I don't know if I want to pay that price in what's going to be Brooklyn playing way down in pace, whereas Orlando gets to play up. Tobias Harris, yeah, I mentioned how Reggie Jackson's destroyed him right now, so I want to see him have a good game before I probably play him. Although you can attack Washington power forwards. Zach Randolph, I'm going to avoid that Sacramento game for the most part. Ilyasova, I mean, the problem with Ilyasova is all the Philly guys are healthy, so he didn't even start last game. And yeah, the minutes were fantastic. He was playing mid 30s. They went down to 23. So obviously the production went way down. He still played well. He had only 22 Fando points, and the salary does not reflect how many minutes he's now going to get if Okafor and Embiid are playing. So even though it's against the Lakers, it's hard to get super excited for it. Maybe in a tournament, Ryan Anderson. You know, I'm going to have one or two Harden-Anderson lineups. Taj Gibson, he's okay if you want to throw him in a cash game lineup. He's a nice, safe guy that if he hits 30 Fando points, you literally start doing flips because he's always in, like, the mid to upper 20s. Jamichael Green, yeah, if you want to touch one guy for this Memphis game, it's probably going to be Tony Allen in cash games or Jamichael Green or Marc Gasol in cash games. Under 5K at power forward. Well, power forward is not that great on Friday. It actually sucks. It's disgusting so far. Under 5K. John Luehr, he's always a relatively safe cash game play. Our boy Frank Kaminsky, no thanks. I guess we got to talk Caspi, right? Let's have a little therapy session about Caspi. So he didn't do well for us on Wednesday. He started because Rudy Gay, I think, is going to be out again. I think he's questionable. So if Rudy Gay is out, on paper, Caspi's a good play. Against Houston, he played 27 minutes, gave us 16 Fando points, and that sucked. He's a frustrating guy to own. He appears, when you watch him, to have all the talent in the world. He's athletic. He can run up and down the court. He can do a lot of different things. He can rebound. He can pass. He can score. He can shoot. So it's always perplexing when because this happened last year too. He would start for George Karl and he would suck. But 4.3K, power forward stinks. If he is starting for Rudy Gay, he might be the only guy for Sacramento I play on Friday. Man, power forward's really bad, guys. And which is weird because the last two nights I've loved power forward. Patrick Patterson, 4.2K. I mean, if you want to play him for cash games, you can, although that's a little risky. Marvin Williams, he's getting over 26 minutes a night. It's only 4.1K. A couple more shots with Kemba being out, so maybe he's okay to play. Man, who are we gonna play in cash on for power forwards? Man, we might have to go back to the well with Jamichael Green. Maybe I do go Trevor Booker. Maybe I'll go back to Jabari Parker. Man, maybe we just play Anthony Davis. It's gonna be power forward is gonna be one of the most interesting choices we have to make on Friday. Huh. All right, center. Man, it's almost 5 a.m. This is a disaster. I'm gonna get no sleep. DeMarcus Cousins, 11K. So tournaments only, because anyone against Marc Gasol, that is a scary proposition. Yeah, that's the toughest matchup in the NBA for Cousins. Whiteside, 9.2K. You can attack DeAndre Jordan. So Whiteside's $2,000 cheaper than Cousins. He's got a better matchup. He's coming off a 53 Fando point night. I don't love this play. A little bit of exposure maybe in tournaments. Marc Gasol, man. The problem here is his price has jumped up to 8.8K because he's been great now that Conley's out and they're running the offense through him in this disgusting game, though, against Sacramento. And he does have to deal with Cousins on the offensive or defensive end, too. So Yeah, I mean, I don't even love the Gasol play on Friday. Although, yeah, I'm probably gonna avoid that too. Huh. Andre Drummond, 8.3K. Man, I think I mentioned this last show. I've watched a lot of centers attack Gortat, who I thought was better defensively. But I think what Gortat, man, he's not very athletic. Like, he doesn't move that well when you really watch him play. Drummond's been a He had like three straight games where he was like in the mid 40s to 50s, and then he had a clunker against Dallas, but that's against Dallas. I don't like using Drummond in cash, but for tournaments against Gortat, yeah, I think you can do it. And Drummond he's one of the guys that's not impacted by Reggie Jackson. If anything, that helps him because Reggie Jackson a lot of times will drive, bring the defense over to him. Our Jackson will take a horrible shot. And all the defenders came over, so it leaves for a wide open, easy putback dunk, offensive rebound for Drummond, and that's 3.2 FanDuel points. It's beautiful. There's nothing better than a rebound putback dunk because you get 3.2 FanDuel points immediately. It's so juicy. Al Horford 7.7K. I don't know. He's like a tease. I swear. He's been teasing me for like the last couple weeks. I don't feel like being teased on Friday night. You want to use him a little, it's okay. I don't love that. Dwight Howard, 7.4K. He's going up against my boy Valanciunas. Valanciunas is no joke. You don't mess with my boy Valanciunas. So yeah, I don't love the Dwight play. Although 7.4K, he's at a fair price. He's cash game viable, I think. Rudy Gobert. Yeah, I just want to avoid that Dallas game. So no. Embiid. So Embiid's price has come up to 7.1K. I think he's playing on Friday, right? Yeah, he's probable. He had 26 FanDuel points against my boy Jonas Valanciunas because I told you do not attack Valanciunas. And I was right that night. Valanciunas owned him. So, dude, Embiid's just so expensive. He's at 28-minute ceiling. I really don't want a whole lot of him at that. See, that's expensive, man, for only 28 minutes. But he's playing the Lakers. So I'm going to have to roll him out in tournaments because he's got a 35.6% usage rate, which is, I mean, Cousins is 36.4%. And then Embiid is the second highest center, obviously. I mean, Anthony Davis is only at 31% usage rate. I mean, Embiid, I think he's like top three or four in the NBA. So against the Lakers, I'm going to use him a little bit in tournaments, but I'm telling you that 28-minute cap is hard. It's hard to do. DeAndre Jordan 7K, whatever, you can do that. I'm telling you, it's weird. Chris Paul, Blake, and DeAndre have basically become the like Golden State to me. Like, I just don't want to play any of those guys. Like, they're in real life, they're really good, but like DFS, like they just aren't giving you enough production, to make them worthwhile most nights. So Jordan, you can do Jordan if you want. I don't love it. Brook Lopez, 7K. He let me down against the Lakers because he only gave me 30 FanDuel points. And against the Lakers in 33 minutes, he should have given me 40 to 45. And I played him everywhere on Wednesday night. And Whiteside went off for 50. So that hurt me. But against Orlando, get some Vucevic defense. Then again, I think Vucevic's questionable, so I don't know if he's playing. Then you get some Bismack defense. Bismack's obviously a decent defender, at least. So I don't love the Brook Lopez play. Gortat, 6.2K. Drummond's defense is worse now than when he first came in the league. He's another guy. Like all the best centers, I guess Drummond will be considered one of the best. All the best centers you can attack on the other end of the floor. And I'm trying to see where they are in DVP. Yeah, even though it says they give up the six fewest FanDuel points, I don't buy that for 1 second because Drummond, he's one of the laziest defenders I've ever seen. Gortat is a guy who has a floor of about 20 and a ceiling of 40. So if you want to roll him out, you can. The one problem in this game is pace. It's the third worst game of the night in terms of pace. So I don't love it, but you can do it. Valanciunas is 5.5K. You know my rule on Valanciunas. If he's up against a legitimate center that the opposing team has, I will play him. They're playing Atlanta, playing Dwight Howard. I will play Valanciunas. No one plays him except me. I had him on Wednesday night against Embiid. I think he was 2% owned in the slam, and he gave me 34 FanDuel points at 5.5K. That's fantastic. Couldn't ask for more. So, you know, I think he was the only other center I played besides Brook Lopez, and he did better than Blake against the Lakers. So, I like Valanciunas again against Atlanta. Now, Atlanta, I will say this, Dwight, even though Dwight hasn't had a great year defensively, he's been good. So it's not an elite play, especially in terms of matchup. But Valanciunas, I mean, if you just watch him play, he's so skilled offensively. So I it's fine. I will use him again in tournaments, and he's going to be 2% owned. And I'm telling you, when I win the slam this year, it's probably going to be because of Valanciunas. And then I'm going to write him a nice thank you note on air, on the podcast. Clint Capella, 5.5K. Yeah, the problem here is his minutes keep going in the wrong direction, man. It's just, he's like, it was in the 30s, then mid-high 20s, low 20s, mid-20s. Now it was in the teens the last couple games. Hard to play him right now. Robin Lopez, 5.1K. Just a really nice, safe play for Robin. If you want to go, he's cash game viable. He's probably going to get you around 20. Ceiling about 30, so he's okay. He's been a little disappointing the last couple games, but he's still fine. And you can attack the Milwaukee bigs. Now, that did not happen on Thursday night. I expect it to happen on Friday night because they're playing again. Okafor is 5.1K. He played pretty well the last game out. I think that's the best I've seen him look with Embiid. He had 30 FanDuel points, played 30 minutes. So now he gets the Lakers defense. 5.1K, everyone else is probably going to play Embiid. I don't mind using some Okafor. Save me $2,000, and he's going to get more minutes than Embiid is. So he's okay. I hate watching him play. I hate his game because he can't. When he shoots, he gets blocked every third shot because he can't jump. But he's fine. Under 5K, you get the two Milwaukee guys, Greg Monroe and John Henson. Whatever. If you want to play some Henson, you can. You're going to end the night probably with 20 FanDuel points, and you won't be excited or disappointed. You'll just be like in a glaze. You won't know how to feel. Same with Bismack. When you play Bismack, you feel the same way. You don't know how to feel. Against Brooklyn, though, I mean, the problem is like it's hard for like a guy like Bismack to take advantage of a matchup with Brooklyn because Bismack has no offensive game. So what's he going to do? Get more rebounds? Yeah, actually he will because it's going to be a fast – think about it. Faster pace. More missed shots, more rebounds for Bismack. So, and if Vucevic is still out, I like Bismack, and I actually don't mind using him for cash because center, quite honestly, I don't love the center position on Friday either. So I don't mind me some Bismack as long as Valanciunas, as long as Vucevic is going to be out. I think he's a suitable cash game play and tournaments too, for that matter. Hell, anyone is for against Brooklyn. All right, that's it. That's the slate. All right, so it's It's similar to Wednesday in that I don't love it. Now that we went through it, I mean, point guard, shooting guard, small forward I like. The power forward and center, I'm going to have to dig a little deeper tomorrow, figure out what to do there. But I think we can get through it. We can make some money. We can dominate. All right, that's the show. It's like 5 in the morning. Got to get to bed. Got to wake up in 2 hours. This is going to be ugly. So hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope you guys, glad you made it through the weekend. Best of the best chambers will be fun on Friday. Power rankings will be up. If you want to get at the other chambers, just shoot me a tweet. I guess the best way to get a hold of me, at Daniel A. Green 1. Remember to draft, use the app and download the app Draft and then challenge me, the judge, on there. Use the promo. Don't forget to use the promo code, guys. Otherwise, it doesn't help me out. It doesn't help the judge that way. So DFB, and that's DFBPOD. And with that said, that's it. That's the show. I will see you guys manana. Let's dominate Friday. Let's make some money. Court is adjourned.